is, oh, never mind, but I'll fucking say. I'm going to do Kenny Slag tonight. I need something, man. I don't know what it is, but I need something here. I'm Kenny Slag, and I'm only 15 inches high. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, how is that possible? Well, it is, and my parents gave me a good life. When I was born, as you well might imagine, I was put into a cigar box. Wait a minute, man. What the fuck is that, man? Text tones. Oh, no, we don't have that shit. Kenny Slag, 15 inches tall. This is the woman that got Charlie. Can't see her. She's young. She looks like she's almost a teenager. Contractor charged with leaking classified NSA info on Russian hacking. She was leaking it to a website or a magazine or a newspaper, some shit called Intercept. That's the charge. I innocent till proven guilty, but that's the charge. Yeah, fuck. Let me get this. What we do know. Oh, you motherfucker. Oh, and I got the surfing championships here on. There we go. All around the world. That'll disappear in a second. Top security details, Russian hacking efforts. There you have it. I don't have the audio turned up. I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. Ooh. But just wanted to give you the heads up on that. You know it by now. Okay. Where's the baseball, man? Where's the fucking hockey? What's going on with that goddamn piece of shit Stanley Cup? Have they destroyed Nashville yet? Probably. And what's going on with the NBA? The fuck, that's a snoozer too. I thought maybe the Cavs are going to put up a fight. I guess not. I want to go back to Cleveland, though. They'll win at least one. That would be the conventional thinking, isn't it? Where's my fucking hockey? There it is. NBC hockey right there. Stanley Cup final. All around the world. Honda stage. Huh? What time is it? 5:05, okay. So it's 8 o'clock back east. What is this? Stanley Cup Final, Channel 4. Good. Oh, man. Here's this chick that is accused of, goddammit, of hacking. That's prison, man. And the other thing is, I got to tell you, I understand that we want to bust leakers, especially if they're going to be compromising information that we need to prosecute. They've got to, if you really want to stop this shit, you have to prosecute the individuals receiving it. Oh, and one other thing. You might not want to have a fucking president that said, I love WikiLeaks, That. So. I mean, All around the world. Anyway. I'm going to watch hockey, man. I don't give a shit. I'm going to turn this shit off. Where's my other... There it is. I'm so fucking jittery from drinking too much caffeine. Can't stand it. Is that the NFL Network? I love me the NFL Network, man. I love the NFL Network. I like women's softball, too. You'll pardon me, but I think I'll watch that.
What's that about, Mr. Henry?
Don't worry about it, man. Now, who is... Oh, Oklahoma, Florida. God. 1-0. Good game. Get the fucking app thing out of there. Get out of here. I don't want that enhanced shit. Bottom of the fourth, 2 out. 71-mile-per-hour pitch. Jordan is her name. Softball her game. Now we got a big fucking crowd on NBC. Oh, that's... look at that. That's the maybe we ought to have the Panthers on. All around the world. There we are. There's the Panther game. Did I say Panther? I'm sorry, Predators. That's the dock there. Well, Nashville. Wait a minute. Are they in Nashville now? Yeah, because they were in Pittsburgh. That pisses me off. There they are against the Ducks. Muscling the fucking Duckies. The Quackers. No, that's the Penguins. What am I saying? Wait a minute, man. This must be regular season. Penguins lead the motherfucking series two games zip, don't they? Or have I missed one? All right. Jesus. Kenny Slag, 15 inches tall. Right. Oh, shut up.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slag.
Kenny Slag. 15 inches high.
And welcome to Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Well, I've got a tale to tell today. I've received so much mail from so many people asking, Kenny, how did it all start for you that I felt it was necessary for me to tell you the tale? You see, I'm only 1'3" tall. That's right. I know it seems impossible, but I'm perfectly proportioned. I don't have any kind of genetic disorder. I don't have what used to be called dwarfism, little people. I'm not a midget. I am 1'3" high, but my proportions are perfect. I was raised in a small dollhouse. Hi, I'm Kenny Slag, and this is Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance, the 21st Century. I was raised by escaped Nazi war criminals. Hi, I'm Kenny Slag, and this is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Now, I don't want to scare you, but I'm looking at the movie Despicable Me, and I have a heart on. Shut up.
What? Cut out.
Hi, this is Kenny Slag, and welcome to Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Now, I've got a tale to tell today, and I hope you enjoy it. It's called Kenny Slag Comes... from a sadistic... Kenny Slag comes from a very... Hi, I'm Kenny Slag. Would you believe that I wear leathers and chains? It necessitates the wearing of a leather mask. Now, I'm only 1'3", so leather masks have to be made special for me. That's where you come in.
That's where you come in. By the way, I had that, I had the McDonald's chicken sandwich. Goddamn good. I was shocked. I was stunned. We pulled it, and I go, I don't want to eat this shit. And then I saw, chicken sandwich. Terrific.
Okay. Hi, this is Kenny Slag, and this is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. You know, years ago...
I don't want to do the engineer thing, you know, but Cut.
Mr. Engineer.
I want to try...
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg, and welcome to Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Today, we're going to explore some of the great realms of belief and possibility, areas of life that you've never, ever looked at before. But full disclosure is needed. It seems in our previous broadcasts, I was not fully honest with you. It wasn't because I didn't want to be. I did not know what the rules of the road were, so to speak. Well, now I do, and I'm very happy to tell you that I am 1 foot 3 inches tall. I'm 1 foot three. I'm 1 foot three. Let's see, 1 foot. I'm 6 foot, and I'm 235 pounds. So if you go down to 1 foot,
40 pounds?
4 pounds? It's insane. I'm 1 foot three, and I weigh 4 pounds. Oh, my God. This kid, Subban, for Nashville, he's the only black player on the ice. I don't want to make a big issue out of it, but you got to believe that it's been, since the beginning of his career, it's been a factor, you know, in teams and how teams deal with him. Let's face it. Why do you think that, Mr. Nick? Because I'm awake and I live in America. That's why I think that. Because I don't kid myself. Because I'm, you know, I'm not saying I would mistreat him, but there's got to be, race is an issue in our country. But he's the only black player I have seen in these playoffs. I'm not saying that there aren't others. And I know there are many other black players in the NHL. Not many other, but there are a lot. A lot more than there were 10 years ago, 20, 40 years ago. I told a story the other night about Willie O'Ree, who played for the LA Blades here locally. He was a Chicago Blackhawk for most of his career. And he was down in the minors. When I got to see Willie O'Ree, it was 1963, or maybe 62. And he was in the Western Hockey League. That was the LA Blades. So I'd have to look up and see how old he is, or was. In fact, why don't I do that? Huh? Let's just waste a little bit of time. Come on. I'm Kenny Slagg. You know, it's very dangerous to piss me off. Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg. It's very dangerous to make me angry. Other than that, I'm a terrific guy. Oh, check it out. Welcome to the Predator Arena, dude. What the fuck is that? They're making the ice look like it's going up and down and all around.
Wee!
Ladies and gentlemen, your Nashville Predators.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg. My dream was to be a professional hockey player. But as I was only 1 foot three, it wasn't going to happen. They didn't make skates that small. I did play on the Professional Golfers Tour. Correct. I actually played around and qualified and played one full season in the Professional Golfers Association. I took the name Bob Swain. I didn't want my parents to know that I had gotten into sports. They were afraid that it would be fatal because of my size. And it almost was. In the 1985 Masters Tournament, on the last green, on the last fairway, I was grabbed by a cat and carried off. A household cat.
Well, you better win this goddamn game. You guys don't have any room. Well, that's the Penguins right there. Now, that's the Predators, right? Yeah. That was the Penguins before. Because you cats will... If it's 2-0, I'm pretty sure it's 2-0, isn't it? Yeah. There you go. I'm going to keep those goals out of the fucking net, man. Atta baby. All right, man. Now, what am I doing? This is why I didn't want to watch this shit.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg. Fuck it.
Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. The excitement never ends.
I'm Jack Purloin. I'm Gary Purloin. I'm Vince Purloin, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Now, Kenny Slagg. Hello, I'm Jack Purloin. This is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. And now, here's Kenny. Hello and welcome to Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I am Kenny Slagg, and I'm very, very excited to be with you. I haven't talked to you in a long time, and we have been traveling around the country as well, meeting and greeting other people. But I'm back with my radio audience, and I'm excited to be with you. I've got some stories to tell you today on Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slagg! Oh, Kenny Slagg!
Thanks very much, Gary. Turn that shit off, Gary. No. Wait.
Kenny Slagg! Oh, Kenny Slagg!
Wait.
Kenny Slagg! Oh, Kenny Slagg! Oh, Kenny Slagg.
Oh, that turns it off.
Kenny Slagg. Kenny Slagg. Oh, Kenny Slagg.
I'm Kenny Slagg. My principles of abundance in the 21st century have been proven effective. The reason is because I came from a very, very long and, well, tortured road.
What is this dude? Oh, he's a country singer.
I guess we ought to hear him sing the goddamned anthem. That's what you want, isn't it? Sing it in key, Jack.
Through the perilous valley, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly
streaming.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, getting through the night.
All right, man, I gotta get going here. I love the anthem, but I'm not at the game, so I don't think it's disrespectful to be turning it down. I gotta get my shit together here, man! Yay! That dude was flatting, man. Dennis, you're flatting! Any of you guys ever hear that? Beach Boy outtakes from the Help Me Rhonda session where their dad was in the studio and he's telling them, it's amazing. I think that was the session where he got fired by Brian, but he's drunk. You don't know that he's drunk, but he's come in, he's had a few pops. All right, Dennis, you're flatting. John, it's just bam, 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 and Brian can't take it. He can't take much more of it. He says, we'd like to record in a very calm environment. So you don't want the advice of an intelligent man, and it's kind of, I'm so sorry, dear. And I think he was fired. He was told to split, and he did. So there you go. Such is the, sometimes the end result of having family work for you, with you, or as your boss. It's not easy. It's not easy. Take it from me. Having family, man, is a real It's a real crapshoot. What if we had a... Here's an actual recording of me when I was only 6 years old.
What are you guys going to do? I'm going to pick me up.
Yeah, I can't do that. Oh, yes, I can. Wait. Hey, wait, man. I don't want that. There. Shit. That's normal. All right, so how do you do this? Hi, I'm Kenny Slag. You wouldn't know it, but years ago, I would... Hi, I'm Kenny Slag. Is that... Hi, I'm Kenny Slag, and this is Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Get out of here. That's the most fucked up thing I ever heard in my life. Sure. Oh, man. God damn it. Another fucking year has gone by, man. Here we are. Another summer. Here's another fucking summer. Seems like time is just like has sped along. Oh, Pitt leads the series 2-1. Three. What? I'm out of it, man. I'm fucking out of it. Well, then Nashville, tie it up, man, and you get yourself a series. I still say Pittsburgh will win it. Hi, I'm Kenny Slag, and this is Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance, the 21st Century. So what do I need to do? There's going to be another big edit job, I got a feeling. Last night it took me for fucking ever, and I wound up with only 46 minutes worth of a show, you know. It happens, man. You figure I have an hour, but you don't know that you're going to be cutting out all that much shit. I think I was behind the microphone for like an hour and 10 minutes. Let me see. Oh, yai, fucking yai. Ah, shit. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's this motherfucker at?
This is Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. And now, Kenny Slag, I'm Jervis Guntry. This is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Jervis Slagg. I'm Kenny Slagg. I'm Jervis Bumphrey. I'm Jervis Humphrey. This is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Slagg, one of the top motivational speakers in all of the North American continent and South and everything like that. I'm Jervis Mumphrey. Now, here's Kenny.
Thanks a lot, Jervis. Hi, everyone. This is Kenny Slagg with Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. And I've got a story for you. Yes, my story begins many, many years ago, as all of our stories do, with my birth in Columbus, Ohio.
Kenny Slagg is born.
Jesus Christ on a fucking crutch. Jesus Christ on a crutch. Man. All right, let's do it, man. Let's do it. Start at 5:30.
Have you heard All of the Above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick, I have to wind them up a little bit.
That's great.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself speaking as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the Above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com. Have you heard All of the Above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick, I have to wind them up a little bit.
That's great.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself speaking as a person, as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the Above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Hi, it's Phil Henry, and all of the voices you're about to hear on this here show will be performed by me.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Let's do this again.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg. And this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. As one of the top motivational speakers in all of North America, Kenny Slagg will impart to you the principles and different systems that he's learned to become abundant in the 21st century. My name, Jervis Humphrey. And now, here's Kenny Slagg.
Thank you very much, Jervis. Welcome to Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. And have I got a story for you?
Kenny Slagg, boho! God damn it, that's not working, motherfucker. Why does that shit take so long? Let's do this shit again, man. Ready, set, one, two, and a one, two, three.
Have you heard All of the Above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick.
Again, man.
Bitch.
Hold on. I made a noise on the microphone, sorry. Here we go.
Have you heard All of the Above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick, I have to wind them up a little bit.
That's great.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself speaking as a person, as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the Above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Hi, it's Phil Henry, and all of the voices you're about to hear on this here podcast will be performed by me.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Kenny Slagg's motherfucker. This is Kenny Slagg's mother. Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Slagg is one of the top motivational speakers in all of North America, and he will impart to you a system and a belief system.
Do this one more fucking time, and we're going to do all pickups.
Have you heard all of the above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick, I don't know, I have to wind them up a little bit.
That's great.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself as a person, as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Henry, and all of the voices you're about to hear on this show will be performed by me.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Slagg is one of the top speakers in all of North America. Fuck!
Help me! I just want us to get a clean open. I want a clean open, and then I'll pick up.
Have you heard all of the above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick, I have to wind them up a little bit.
That's great.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself as a person, as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Hi, it's Phil Henry, and all the voices you're about to hear on this podcast will be performed by me.
Hi, this is Kenny Slagg, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. You'll be listening to Kenny Slagg speaking to you about a belief system that has worn well through all of these years.
What the fuck is... I don't know, man. It's going to be really fucking... I'm going to do this for one final fucking time.
Have you heard all of the above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick, I have to wind them up a little bit.
That's great.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself as a person, as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Hi, this is Phil Henry, and all of the voices you're about to hear will be performed by me.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Slagg, one of the great motivational speakers in all of the 20th century, and one of the great motivational speakers in all of North America. Kenny Slagg will impart to you many systems and beliefs that he's learned down through the years that can help you become successful beyond your wildest dreams. Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
I'm Kenny Slagg, and in a moment, I'm going to tell you all about me and my life story.
Kenny Slagg! Kenny Slagg!
Kenny Slagg, it's wake-up time.
Well, it all started for me in 1975. The date was May the 3rd. Kenny Slagg came into the world. But an unusual Kenny Slagg. There's something about me that I've never told you. I'm going to tell you a tale that is so incredible, well, you will not be able to help yourself but to believe in Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Get ready to have your mind blown by Kenny Slagg. Kenny Slagg. Kenny Slagg. Kenny Slagg.
In 1975, when I was born, I was only 2 inches long. I eventually grew to my full adult size, which today is 1'3". I weigh 4 pounds, but I am perfectly proportioned. In other words, I don't suffer from any kind of genetic deformity. There is no quote-unquote dwarfism, as it was once called. I'm not a little person. I am a perfectly proportioned man of 1'3" tall. Well, I was fortunate. My father was very athletic and taught me immediately many different sports. I learned to swim, although my swimming took place in a, okay, I'll say it, in a Tupperware tub. Many people laughed.
Kenny Slag, controlling his anger.
Yes, the day that those church bells rang was the day that I knew I was either going to kill someone or learn how to control my temper. People had been laughing at me because I'd been swimming in a Tupperware tub, and one day, the preacher called. He said, "Kenny, this is Preacher Bob, and I've got something I want to tell you." I told him to, well, get lost, and I didn't say it in a very nice way. He called back, and at that time, when he did call back, I told myself maybe I ought to give this guy a shot. I'll give him the big shot. Where the fuck is this guy? It was the preacher calling from town. He said, "Kenny, I have got news for you." He said, "Kenny, I've got big news for you."
Kenny Slag gets the word.
The preacher knew a couple of guys that played on the PGA Tour. I decided right then and there I'd become a professional golfer, even though I was only 1'3", weighed 4 pounds, and didn't really have any sticks, didn't even have any golf shoes.
Kenny Slag lays an egg.
My first time on the PGA Tour was not that good. I was only able to shoot for the qualifying round an 86. I had to come back the next year, and then it happened. I qualified, and I was off. I was off to the races.
Kenny Slag, off to the races in the PGA.
Well, I only played 1 year on the PGA Tour. My parents were very worried about my health and safety. I had a fun year, but I was a little irresponsible. At the time, I was married, and I was drinking heavily. I could only drink out of a thimble, and when I went dive, I could only drink out of a thimble and had to bring my own Tupperware tub with me to go swimming. My wife, who was a full-size woman, was doing the laundry one day. I fell asleep in a towel, and she put that towel into the dryer. When the dryer was finally turned off, needless to say, I was not happy. The police came, it was a domestic dispute call.
Kenny Slag, back to the swamp.
So, I decided to continue on to the PGA Tour without my beloved wife, who had filed for divorce, by the way.
Kenny Slag gets bounced.
I was bounced, if you will, by my first wife. I went back to the PGA...
Jesus Christ.
Fuck off. Man, that doesn't work. It's not working. It is not working.
Hi, this is Chip Rydell.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. This is Wes Hurlford, and welcome to Wes Hurlford's Country Music USA. I've gone downtown. Hi, everybody. This is Wes Hurlford, and welcome to Wes Hurlford's Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. The Wes Hurlford and the Westerners Hour. Pork Chop. Winston's Pork Chop Hour. Hi, everybody. This is Wes Hurlford, and welcome to Wes Hurlford and the Westerners' Winston's Pork Chop Hour.
Shit. All right, now wait. I gotta find some.
fucking bitch music, god motherfucker. Right. Now what I got to do here is find some motherfucking country fucking music. Here we go. Royalty-free country instrumental. That's what we want. Left me flat, but she was flatter. Well, I found her. This will be great. This is going to be perfect. This is going to fucking rock the shit out of this motherfucker. You watch.